This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, so we got our taking it to the text survey going on. Any type of king cake from anywhere, what are you going to have? The texts are pouring in. Keep them coming in. 504-260-1870. Your imagination, your taste buds are the only boundaries. You can make up whatever you want. What would be your ideal king cake? Do you want it sweet? Do you want it savory? Do you want that dry McKenzie's thing that some people are texting in, that original dry brioche kind of thing? I like a lot of thick, heavy icing. I don't want any subtlety at all. I want that icing poured on there with a spackling knife like they use when they do sheetrock. Barry Keim joins us right now. So we know January 6th is always going to be when it's going to be because it's January 6th. But what about the period that you have to shove king cake into your face? Well, it's going to be shorter this year because Mardi Gras is earlier. It's on February 17th. And Barry Keim joins us right now to help us talk about or help us understand what it is that goes into determining when Mardi Gras is. Barry Keim, LSU health climatologist. Happy New Year to you, Barry.
Yeah, likewise. And by the way, I'm a Randazzo's guy. I'm from Chalmette, so yeah. I can't help myself. A
lot
yeah.
of thick, anyway. Heavy icing, right?
Oh, yeah. No fillings, though. Can't handle the fillings. That
right
puts it over
you.
The top.
Too much. But the thick, heavy icing with the cinnamon, let me have it. Tell me about the lunar calendar. How do we go about determining when Mardi Gras falls?
Okay, I'm going to spit this out first, and then we're going to back our way and try to make this make some sense. So Easter, of course, it's tied to Easter, right? Mardi Gras is the day before Ash Wednesday. Ash Wednesday is tied to Easter. 46 days before Easter. Mm-hmm. So anyway, with that said, Easter always falls on the first Sunday after the first full moon after the vernal or spring equinox. Okay, so let's make that's back
first
into that.
Sunday on the first Sunday after
the first full moon. After the vernal equinox.
All right.
Okay, so this year, the equinox is on March 20th. Now, the equinox can shift by a couple of days as well, whether we have a leap year or whatever. So the equinox can either be on the 19th, 20th, or 21st. So that's the first wild card in the whole thing. But this year, it happens to be on the 20th. The first full moon after the equinox this year happens to be on April the 1st. It's called the pink moon. I have no idea why. But so the first full moon is on April 1st, and that happens to be on a Wednesday. And then the following Sunday is April the 5th. Boom. Bingo. That is Easter. Mm-hmm. We back our way 46 days. We have Ash Wednesday, and then the day before Ash Wednesday, which is 47 days before Easter, we have our Mardi Gras. Now, Mardi Gras, the range of dates Mardi Gras can occur based on that formula, it can be as early as February the 3rd, and as late as March the 9th. So this year, you probably know, it has to fall on my wife's birthday. It's on February the 17th. Next year, it'll be on February 9th. It'll be even earlier yet. Hmm. And then in 2028, interestingly, it's a leap year, and it falls on February the 29th. And I don't quite know what that means, but there's got to be something eerie associated with that. But we'll see. I'm sure we'll turn it into some fun.
When is that?
In 2028, yeah.
2028, Mardi Gras actually falls on February 29th.
That is correct.
Wow.
That is correct.
Well, there you go. So go ahead.
So I'm just saying we'll have to do something special. Just as New Orleans, I'm sure we'll come up with some reason to do something special for that.
Maybe an extra day of parading.
There you go. I'm in. I'm all in.
Thank you, Barry. I appreciate the information. So you got a shorter period of time to shove king cake in your face. Normally, what's the latest Mardi Gras can be? Do you know?
Yeah, it could be as late as March the 9th.
So not quite to St. Patrick's Day, but that's a much longer king cake season. So these bakers got to make their money during king cake season. So do yourself a favor, do them a favor, shove as much king cake in your face as you possibly can. Thank you, Barry. 814.
Hey,
quick, quick break. We'll talk to Steve Geller when we come back on WWL about the Saints.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.